if it crossed the plain. Then came another age of half-hearted commerce, once some genius devised the protection now shielding the roads and circles. The shadows saw everything. They remembered everything. They saw and remembered the missionaries of Kena, who had fled my own world at the pinnacle of Raedrenak's fury. In every world they reached, the goddess's dark song fell upon a few eager ears, even amongst the children of those who had created the shadows. Commerce on a plane so constrained and dangerous perforce remained light. It took determined people to hazard the crossing. Traffic peaked when the world we recalled as Katavar launched a flurry of expeditions to other worlds to determine which would be best suited to host the cosmic ceremony called the Year of the Skulls. Followers of Kena from other worlds joined that quest. Companies marched and countermarched. They argued and squabbled. They accomplished very little. Eventually a consensus took shape. The sacrifice ought to be the world that had treated the children of Kena so abominably in the first place. Raedrenak's descendants should reap what he had sown. The companies sent out were not swarms of fanatics. The plain was dangerous. Few men wanted to cross it. Most of the soldiers were conscripts or minor criminals under the rule of a few dedicated priests. They were not expected to return. It became the custom for the conscripts' families to hold a wake for their bone warriors or stone soldiers before they departed, even though the priests always promised they would be back in a matter of months. The few who did return usually came back so drained and changed, so bitter and hard, they came to be known as soldiers of darkness. Kena's religion was never popular anywhere it took root. Always a minority cult, it lost what power it did have as generations passed and the early fervor faded into the inevitable, tedious rule of functionaries. One world after another abandoned Kena and turned away from the plain. Dark ages took shape everywhere. One gate after another failed and was not restored. Those that did not fail fell into disuse. The worlds were old, worn, tired, desperately in need of renewal. The ancestors of the Nguyen Bo may have been the last large party to travel from one world to another. They seemed to have been Kena worshippers fleeing persecution at a time when the rest of their people had become insanely xenophobic and determined to expunge all alien influences. The ancestors of the Nguyen Bo, the children of the dead, had vowed to return to their land of unknown shadows in blazing triumph. But of course, because they were safe on the far side of the plain, their descendants soon forgot who and what they were. Only a handful of priests remembered, not entirely correctly. A voice that did not speak aloud tickled my consciousness.
"Sister, sister,"
it said. I saw nothing, felt only that featherweight touch. But it was enough to spin my soul sideways and toss it into another place where, when I caught my spiritual breath, the stench of decay filled my nostrils. A sea of bones surrounded me. Unknown tides stirred its surface. There was something wrong with my eyes.